Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4-4. Avodah Zarah shall ovid kochavim asura miyad. The Mishnah says the principle which we spoke about before, which is if a non-Jew manufactures a statue to serve as an idol, so then even though he never served the idol, the very fact that he made it for the express purpose of being an idol makes it asur bahana forever. That's really based on the pasuk, because it says psile Elohehem tishrifum be'esh, the carvings of their gods have to be burned. And the idea here is that it says that they're, even before they're their gods, that they're carving. So that there's a pestle made for the sake of being a god is enough to make it asur bahana from the time of manufacture. V'shel Yisrael, but if a Jew manufactures a statue for the express purpose of it being an idol, still, eina asura acha te'aved, until he serves that idol, the idol is not asur bahana. I mean, the statue is still not asur bahana. If we know burns it now, he can roast his marshmallows over the fire, something like that. Once it's asur bahana, you couldn't anymore. Ovid kochavim, a non-Jew, mevatel avodah zarah shelo v'shel chavero. Says the Mishnah, a non-Jew can be mevatel. He can decommission, deconsecrate, annul the status, the idolatrous status of a statue. So he says that the next mission will say how to go about doing that. Basically, it means, you know, kind of breaking a piece off. But the point is, if a non-Jew has an idol, but then he's mevatel it, so now it stops being asur bahana, it's deconsecrated, decommissioned. And he can do that not just for himself, but even for another Gentile. Meaning, if Peter and Paul are neighbors, and Peter has an idol, Paul can go and, you know, cut off its head, and it becomes decommissioned on the spot. Okay? Now, the Bar Tanura has a different girsa. The Bar Tanura's girsa, his version was that it should read that not Vishel Chavera, but Vishel Yisrael. So it means that an Ovid Kochavim, a Gentile, is Mevatel Vorozar Shalo, Vishel Yisrael. He could annul both his own idol and an idol he owns jointly. That's how the Pshat would be then. He is in Shutvas, a partnership with a Jew. And he can, if he decommissions the statue, whatever he chops his head off, so then the statue becomes permitted. That's how the Bartner learns, even if it's a Jew who is a partner. The Bartner himself says, even if they're partners, it doesn't matter. The halacha doesn't follow this, meaning that a Jewish idol, even owned in partnership with a Gentile, can never be decommissioned. It's always forbidden. And just to make it clear, the Bartner learns that the Jew and Gentile are in partnership to even have the havamin of the Gentile decommissioning it, but the way that we have in front of us, which is the version that Rev Yudin Hasi himself later on in his life, if you will, so it's assuming that the two Gentiles, one can mevatel the other's idol, even if he doesn't worship the idol, if he doesn't own the idol, just a random Gentile chopping off the head of his neighbor's idol. Now, the Yisrael enu mevatel avodah zarah shel ovid kochavim. A Jew is unable to deconsecrate an idol. Not only can he never deconsecrate his Jewish idol, he's a Jew who made an idol, the Jew owns the idol, he can't deconsecrate it, it's always going to be forbidden for now, but also a Jew cannot decommission a Gentile's idol. Okay, so a Jew can never be mevatel anything in terms of an idol. It's always asur bahana, period. Jew can do nothing about it. Now, a mevatel avodah zarah, bitel misham sheha. Once a person annuls the status of an idol by decommissioning it, chopping its head off, or the like, so then he not just makes the idol decommissioned and therefore no longer forbidden to get benefit from, but also its mishamsha, its accessories, also become no longer asur bahana. So this idol had a crown on its head, the crown placed on its head, so that crown becomes permitted. Mutar bahana now, because it's not a crown of a, it's a crown of a decommissioned mevatel idol. Bitel misham sheha. On the flip side, if one is mevatel, he deconsecrates or decommissions the things that accompany the idol, its accessories, so then mutarn vehi asura. So then misham sheha mutarn, the accessories become permitted, but the idol itself remains asur. So in other words, removing the crown and saying this crown is not going to be melted down for metal makes the crown a mutter to melt to metal and get benefit from it, but the idol itself remains forbidden. Obviously, if the statue itself had a crown as part of the statue, then you could break the statue by not removing its whole head, but the crown as part of the head, if you will, that would be also deconsecrated. But if the crown is a separate piece of metal sitting on top of like a stone sculpture, if you decommission the stone structure, the crown of metal placed on top becomes permitted. Whereas if you take the crown on top, the metal crown, and decommission it, using it for, you know, melting it down, the idol itself remains forbidden.